You're listening to Marriage Takeover with Eric and Tamika Thompson, helping to enrich your marriage.
Hey, welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
And we're back, Slim. Yes.
I'm Tamika.
I'm your boy, E-Rock Nim.
And we've been married for 21 years.
Yes.
We keep it raw.
And real.
And uncut.
And dry.
And together we are Marriage Takeover. You're so silly.
My bad.
Listen, today's show is being brought to you by Polypearl Boutique from Legacy Empire Travel as well as Audible. And we want to thank you all so much for joining us on today. Subscribe below to our YouTube page. Follow us on Facebook and follow us on IG. And also visit the website www.marriagetakeover.com.
So, guess what? Yo, we have a lot going on that our sponsors came by and was like, hey, I want you to give these to your listeners.
Yes.
I say, what? I say, well, why are we giving? Can I have some?
Go ahead.
We're going to wait because she's always ready
I'm
to move.
I'm always ready to move.
Just slow down.
So today's show, we've got a treat for you. We are going to be talking about... talking about quite a few things on today. We've got some guests coming on
yes.
the show to talk about their experience from the retreat from last year.
Yeah.
What they're expecting for this year.
Yeah.
We also are going to be talking about, have you guys seen A Fall from Grace?
Oh, my goodness.
Listen.
You know what? We ain't going to jump on there because, you know, we ain't trying to push everything. But it was some things that kind of... stood out to us
in the movie.
But before we jump in there, let's go into prayer real quick.
Yes.
Father in heaven, Lord God, we thank you.
Love you.
We give you praise, Father. We give you honor and glory.
Yes, God.
Lord God, we ask that you have thine own way,
O God. In the name of Jesus.
We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives, Father. We thank you for what you're doing in our marriages,
yes.
O God. Continue to unite us as one, Father, in the name of Jesus, keeping us in sync and in step. And
yes,
Father,
God.
We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can I get a whoop whoop from everybody?
Whoop whoop.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, the thing is, the one thing that stood out to us about
the movie
was...
It's really being about supporting your spouse.
Yeah.
Right? So, it was about supporting your spouse, and there were a couple of things throughout the movie, and we're not going to give it all away for those of you who have not seen it.
We ain't going to even tell you the movie.
But...
We just talking about supporting your spouse, because the one thing that I've come to understand is that the blessing is in the unity.
Right.
And I was looking at Triple D, you know,
Talk about Guy?
Yeah, but I was looking at Restaurants Impossible.
Okay,
and so the one episode I was looking at was that he was an awesome chef.
Right.
You know, even the chef on the show said that he was good.
Right.
But he had a failing restaurant. What tripped me out was that his wife
had the keys,
had the keys.
How many of y'all know that we got the keys, ladies?
Wait a minute, because
we got the keys.
We got some keys.
We got the keys, ladies.
We got
Do
some
you know
keys.
That?
But her skill set would have been great for his business.
Right.
But
what tripped me out
was that she wanted to support him, but he kept saying no.
Right.
I said, wait a minute. Because one thing that I come to understand about us men, sometimes we can be so prideful to where we don't even know how to ask for help, knowing that we really need help.
Right.
And then the thing is, but you know what? This thought just hit me.
What's the thought?
The thought is, if I'm already being prideful to not ask for help, but what would that wife do when I have humbled myself to come to her and say, hey, I need your help.
Right.
Woo! Because sometimes, even our wives, it's like, oh, now you want my help. We don't want to hear all that. It's a simple
yes or no.
Are you going to help me or not? That's all
but
we want to know.
I think, too, one of the reasons why we ask that, not just because we're in our feelings sometimes. You got that, baby?
Yeah, I got you.
Not just because we're in our feelings sometimes, but it's also because... when you say that you really want our help, do you really want our help? Or are you just kind of in a position that you say, it's failing, it's not going right, I know I need your help, and I want your help, but am I willing to submit to what it is you bring to the table for us to really be able to help you? Now, that right there is something different.
Now, wait a minute. Because the thing is, because I see people out in the audience shaking their head like, yes, I tell him, girl, you better tell him. But see, the thing is, we want your help, but do we have to take the badgering with it?
We don't necessarily have to badger.
Ah, please.
No.
If you had a cane to me 3 weeks ago, if you had a cane to me 4 days ago, listen, it doesn't matter if I win I came. The point is that I'm coming now.
But that's key, too, because one of the things that stood out to me from the movie was being vulnerable with your spouse.
I'm going to need you to start referencing the
movie. No. It was being vulnerable with your spouse. So when in that moment, so say that you are coming to me and you're saying, you know what, I'm at my... I can't do it no more. I really need your help. I'm not good in administration, but I need your help. But here's how you can support me. Here's how I really need you to support me in this time. And then it's up to me to say, okay, Tamika, check yourself, check your pride, check your motives, check all of this stuff.
You need to
so
check
that you
it.
Can really be able to submit to what it is he's needing, and then to be able to do it in a way that's graceful.
Come on.
To be able to do it in a way that's still honoring him, and to be able to do it in a way that's still going to respect him, for him to not feel like he's less than because he's already failing.
See what I'm talking about? And that's the, I guess, because that's the thing, because if you continue to put your husband down in the place of where he's feeling, what does that say about you? Because the scripture tells us that the two shall be one flesh.
Right.
So if I am in representation of you and I'm letting you know that I'm hurting.
Right.
But you are supposed to be in representation of me, but yet you're steady beating me. In the same place where I'm hurting, what does that say about you?
Right.
And see, oftentimes that we have to be careful on how we come at our spouse and how we talk to our spouse, because how can God even bless that when you're talking to them like they're nobody?
Right. I was going to say, I was talking to a young lady today at service. Service was awesome today. I was talking to a young lady today at service, and she was saying how her husband doesn't know how to talk to her.
Mm.
And so one of the things that, you know, that we were trying to communicate even in that sense was, okay, well, maybe you haven't communicated how you want him to talk to you.
Whoa.
Maybe it's a matter of him not fully understanding, or maybe there's some type of misalignment or miscommunication with where he thinks that your role should be and how you should be in relationship with him.
Are you talking about the role? Go
on,
girl.
As a result of that, he's now mistreating you or now treating you in a way because he doesn't understand why you aren't fulfilling the role that he has already envisioned in his mind that you should have.
Mm.
And so that's oftentimes a challenge, because you're sitting there, you're thinking, and you're trying to figure out, well, why? I don't deserve to be treated like this.
I don't deserve
to be talked to like this.
Come on.
No, you don't.
No.
But then there's an opportunity for you to sit down with your spouse and say, hey, listen. What is that interpretation that you have? What do you see my role being? What do you see us being? How do you see us interacting?
Right.
How do you see me serving you? How do you see me you serving me? What is that interaction going to look like? And then being able to come to a common ground to say, okay, this is my expectation.
Come on.
This is what I'm looking for. This is how you can help me.
Come on.
This is how I can serve you.
Woo.
This is how I can love you.
Come on,
this
girl.
Is how I can communicate with you. And as you're doing that,
now
the foundation is being set.
Mm.
So as the foundation is being set, then you can move forward.
Yes.
And as you're bridging that gap,
yes,
then things will get better.
Man. But see, that's the thing. But you got to look at it. Ain't no bridge been built in one day.
No.
The thing is,
man, it's not going to happen overnight.
You got to put some time in. And I think that's what the difference is because now you want to know how much time. If I'm telling you that I'm having this issue right now, well, wait a minute. I got to get adjusted, hello, because now that you're telling me, now I have to get adjusted to how you're feeling.
Right.
I have to get adjusted to what you are looking for, because sometimes we are looking for certain things but have not even effectively communicated to our spouse, or we have communicated to our spouse but our spouse have not effectively listened.
not only that, but I think sometimes we have unrealistic expectations.
Like what? Nah.
So I remember when we first got married, right?
Break that down.
So when we first got married, right, we were young. I say we were young and dumb. Erica's like, I was not dumb.
I was not dumb. I was not dumb.
Listen, I was young and dumb. I was trying to make sure that I was getting away.
What you trying to say, honey? I wasn't a smart choice.
Listen. What I am trying to say is...
I'm listening. We listen.
I grew up in a single-parent household, so what my perception of a good marriage was the Huxtables. It was the Cosbys. You know what I'm saying?
My name ain't Bill. My name is not Bill.
It was TV. So me watching TV, me watching those different things and reading about books and having this fairy tale dream about how amazing my husband is going to be for the rest of our lives and how we were going to go and have babies and this white picket fence and everything was going to be gravy. We still don't have a picket fence.
We got woods.
But what we were able to do was we were able to build on what it was we wanted.
Mm-mm.
And a lot of times we went into the marriage thinking of what we wanted was based off of what we saw, what we experienced watching TV and reading books and seeing magazines and watching the celebrities. But if I was really 100% honest, I really didn't know what I wanted.
Come on.
But so when you don't know what you want, you don't know how to communicate that.
Right.
So then you fake this facade, and then both of y'all sit. When I tell y'all we had the Matrix going on, like we
Slim. Were. Slim. No. No, ain't no. No. It wasn't no we. It was me. When you talking about quick, oh my goodness. I mean.
Because I wanted him to listen to me and to do everything that I said to do.
Come on.
Well, that wasn't the way he was made up.
Wait a minute. You know, you don't marry a slim thug.
So that wasn't the way he was made up. So when we got upset and when we got angry, like when we were first getting married, like
we had no dishes.
I was throwing dishes throughout, just breaking up dishes.
What are you breaking dishes for?
Listen, I'm in the military. What was it? E2, E3?
E something.
And I'm just throwing dishes. We couldn't afford to buy.
I had to go to the thrift store and say, listen, if you're going to break these, you're going to break the cheap dishes. Yeah, you ain't throwing the fine china because them things connect. I'm done. Bye.
And so it was also, too, I didn't really know who I was.
Come on now.
And so when we were married, we were fresh into marriage, we were away from our family, which is the most beautiful thing.
Right.
But I didn't know who I was. I didn't really know what I wanted. And I was trying to live this dream that really was not a reality for my life.
She was trying to live a dream that turned out to be a nightmare during that season.
I was bamboozled, y'all.
Somebody to think, let me call the minister now. You saw this. Because the thing is, like with us, it's so funny. We went all the way back to the beginning, but the thing was that we didn't have marriage counseling. And me personally, I would say
what we had was a joke.
What?
It was a sit down and it was a talk and we asked questions.
No, but that was after we got married.
No, it was before. It was before.
I think somebody is not remembering correctly.
It was before. And anyway, it was by somebody who had already been divorced. So they couldn't even teach us how to stay in a marriage because they weren't.
Yeah, that one was like maybe 30 minutes.
It was a 30-minute Q&A. And so when we say that you have to go through the coaching process, and the coaching process and marriage counseling is great, don't get me wrong, but it's something completely different when you're in that situation.
But that's the thing, though, because even in marriage counseling, you are given, through our marriage coaching, we give you tools. But guess what? It's on you to utilize the tools.
That's
because
true.
You gotta want to. It's like this. All right, listen. When we was in our first house, the water dripped, and I was trying to figure out where it came from. But then all of a sudden, it stopped dripping one day.
Right.
So then I ain't paying no more mind. But then all of a sudden, I'm starting to see, because I had laminate floors, so I begin to see my laminate floors begin to...
Warping, y'all. Brand new laminate floors
and
warped.
They was down on the floor for maybe 3 months. And I was like, what in the world going on? Because I knew I saw the leak, but all of a sudden, I thought it fixed itself. Hello, I was new to homeowning. I'm sorry, I did not know. But
know.
What I'm saying is that The two, if I knew that there was a leak, then I should have fixed the leak when I noticed the leak. But because I failed not it ended up costing me more to fix the leak. Why? Because I did not use the tools that I had. Do you know you have people that paid $20,000 to get married.
Right.
But it's going to cost them $50 to get divorced. Listen here.
It's going to cost a little bit more than
$50. And it's going to cost a whole lot more than $50. But what I'm saying is you're going to pay more to leave versus keeping that $20,000 and working
right.
it out.
Right.
Because why? What gets in the midst of it? Pride.
Yeah.
Ego. What I'm not going to do. What you going to do. What I ain't going to play with. What you going to play with. What I ain't going to tolerate. Where I'm going. How I'm going. When I'm going to get there. When I'm coming back. Come on. It's my thing is then. So you tell me, how would you even treat your own self? Because right. see, the thing is, when we look at marriage, we don't even look at how will I treat myself.
Right.
Because if you don't have any self-respect, how did you even get to the altar?
Right. Or even if you don't love yourself. And a lot of times we find that when you do that, you take all Woo! That baggage into a relationship, into your marriage, and you're trying to figure out what went wrong.
What went
That's
wrong?
That's why we tell people, listen, you're not going to be able to change him.
You ain't
He's
gonna
not
going
to be able to change you.
Slam.
You have to work on you, because what people will do is they'll get divorced, they'll leave that relationship, leave that marriage, and then get divorced again.
Go to the next one.
With the same baggage, because what it is you're carrying the weight.
I'm sorry.
You're carrying that baggage, and what you have to understand is you got to fix you.
Yeah.
Once you work on you, it'll get better.
And the funny thing is, please, for those of you that saw me laughing during that moment, I want you to understand, it's to me, it's funny, because if I decide not to work on me, then how can I put a messed up me with a messed up someone else? At least, don't get me wrong, because we both was jacked up.
Jacked to the floor up.
I wasn't that jacked up.
I was jacked up to the floor up, y'all. I ain't even gonna lie. But I thank God for my deliverance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thank God for me. I thank God
she
for the growth.
Up,
I thank
right.
God for
Praise
the authority.
Lord.
Because I'm telling you, I was that one. What you not going to do
she ain't
is
lying.
You not going to talk to me no kind of way.
You know what?
That's what you're doing.
I think some of that is still here. But hey, I'm not saying anything. Because I'm telling you, I was like, listen, what you're not going to do. Listen, I put my own self under arrest. You don't have to say no more. I put my own self under arrest. But because it's like you got some things that. That it's just like, how do you put it? You have like some of our personalities, some of the things that we have been through and have gone through, God has used that to construct us for the ministry.
Right.
So there's just some things that we just can't get rid of. But we can learn how to utilize it within our marriage. Because
right.
see, even with that, some of us don't even know what our gifts are when we talking about getting married. Because my thing I come to understand is that your gifts complement one another.
Yes.
Because my man, shoot, let this girl go off into worship. Ooh, I can hit my own self on hitting them down. Boom. I understand how we flow. But the question is, do you understand how you flow? Even if you are not in the church, right? How do your skill set complement your spouse's skill set?
Right.
Period. Because if one can cook, because listen, she couldn't cook.
I couldn't cook, y'all.
The only thing she knew was salt and pepper. Wait a minute.
It was the bomb diggity.
Can we get some oregano? shoot, give me some herbs. some other spice.
I didn't know what the herbs meant and what they stood for.
But she couldn't cook. And so what did it do? I was like, you know what? I know how to cook. So I cooked. So therefore, at this juncture in our life, we have not really gotten back into the church. But at this juncture, we utilize our skill set, even though we're still throwing the pots and pans. Like, yo, we might have to go to styrofoam here, but they're a lot softer.
Plastic.
But I am cooking. But then it became a desire of hers to want to know how to cook. So then even in this time, it's like, yo, let me show you how to cook.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, I know we got off to a real good start, but we have to go to a commercial break. And so Don't go away. Please check out the commercial break. And when it's done, we got some. We're gonna have a special guest here in the here in the building.
Can we do this before we go to the commercial break?
Do what?
Can we say what the giveaways are?
No. So people can go. No, ahead? You see it when you come back.
Nah. No, but yes. You're not gonna have time to
sometime
go and do
I,
it.
Okay. Sometime. So right. What you ain't gonna do is tell me that we ain't gonna do this.
I submit.
But we'll be right back after these messages.
You are hilarious.
Ladies, I have the best kept secret for you. It's called Polly Pearl Boutique. They are located at 14749 Main Street, Suite Number 2 in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 20772. Listen, they have all the cute boutique fashions. When you want to wear something and you don't want to look like somebody else, give Polly Pearl a call. They're located at, again, 14749 Main Street, Suite Number 2 in Upper Marlboro. You can also visit them online, polypearl.com, and shop 24/7. They're open and their boutique hours are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Saturday, open from noon to 6 p.m. Or if you'd like to stop by appointment only, visit them and let them know that Tamika from Marriage Takeover sent you over. All right, happy shopping, ladies. Join us for the Marriage Takeover Retreat happening on Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Your investment is only $99, where the theme is not easily broken and we're breaking generational curses. You can register at marriagetakeover.com. This year, we are going to have Jay and Trish Cameron, Milo and Alicia Briscoe, Eric and Tamika Thompson, and you don't want to miss it. It's going to be right here in the D.C. metropolitan area in Southern Maryland. Go to, again, marriagetakeover.com to register and for more details. Again, marriagetakeover.com. Don't miss out. Today's show is being brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover and browse through some of the unmatched selections of the audiobooks and programs that they offer. Download a title and start listening all for free. All right, it's that easy. Just go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover.
Are you still wondering why you need to go to the Marriage Takeover Retreat? Listen to what some people had to say from last year's event.
I think it was the most awesome thing I've ever had to do in like a couple of hours that I was in here.
Bring it back!
I was awesome. I really, yes, bring it back. I love to see
yes,
it again.
Yes, part two. Part please, three. Coming part soon. Yes.
Just keep it going. I'll come.
Absolutely.
I'm coming.
It was absolutely awesome, and we're ready for part two.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Awesome.
And we just reminisced on so many things we needed to hear, and that just reinforced what we already know.
Awesome.
And so it was wonderful.
We are back.
And we are back, Slim. We back. We got we have pastors Sandra and Charles Gammons, and listen. Listen, I know that y'all heard.
Come in some more.
What y'all about? She want me to get close, y'all.
Get close.
Boom. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Lord, it ain't that kind of show.
Watch out now. Oh, we got the table. Praise the Lord. Look. So, but now I know y'all heard far as what we was talking about in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are your thoughts on it? On support. With the spouse supporting the other spouse, with the husband supporting the wife, or with the wife supporting the husband. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts? You want me to start?
You can start. Oh, Lord.
Because we got off to a rocky start. Yes. See, our whole marriage was, I was washing clothes,
mm-hmm.
and I wiped down the washing and the dryer, and you were like, oh my God, you wiped down the washing and the dryer.
You wash? The washing machine.
Right. Yeah. Just cleaning the washing
clean
machine.
Clean the washer and the washing machine.
I ain't mad at you. Mm-hmm. I got a tablet that I use to wash mine. Praise the Lord. Go ahead. Please continue.
And so, no, but this is out. Anyway. She said, oh, I like that. So I assume she was on that level. So, you know, needless to say, she wasn't.
Because I was complimenting the fact that,
oh, look at you washing down the washer and the dryer, because that's something I don't do.
Right. Most people don't.
My parents raised me to make a living, raised me to make a home life.
Mm.
So I didn't know. I hadn't paid them out. I was like,
nothing about making a home.
But it worked out, though, right?
It worked out. Mm-hmm. It worked out. And now, just like you said, you know, when we first met, I found out Sandra didn't know how to cook because we were always going out. And I was like, well, why don't you cook something? And she was like,
I had a mental breakdown. Yeah. I was like, what's wrong? I was like, I can't cook.
Yeah. And being from New Orleans, I'm food mecca, you know. So I mean, right. You gotta come. There ain't gonna be no salt and pepper. It's gonna be.
It's gonna be
a trove of things, right? Just to get to the
right.
But now I look back. We look back on that. What 29 years later, mm-hmm. Total.
Yeah.
And it's now I don't even cook.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And we spot clean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things I told her was, it doesn't matter to me that you don't know how,
mm-hmm.
as long as it gets done.
Right, mm-hmm. right, right.
So we are able, we're blessed.
That's a lie.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute.
Stop.
You do it, baby. Take a pause. You do it.
I said, do you want it clean or do you want me to clean it?
Uh-huh.
And he had to sit down and think about that. And then, Lord, thank you, he said we could get a maid.
That's what I was talking about.
That's what you was getting to.
That's what I was getting to. But see, this is the part you were talking about. What you ain't going to do.
What you ain't going to tell me.
But what I love about it is you were able to find what you were able to complement and do the happy median so that there could be peace in the home.
Right. And that's the key, because we can sit and we can go back and forth all day. But guess what?
And be feeling good about it, too.
Right. But I know I'm right. I know I'm right. Because what I ain't going to do is what you trying to tell me to do.
Right.
But that is the awesome part. That is the awesome part about it. But guess what? We have ran into so many couples that have not grasped just that little piece of finding the happy medium.
Right.
Because the word tells us that if we can't agree, then let's reason.
Yeah. Right.
And so that's the thing, because mm-hmm. it always want to go into a battle of the wills, right. mm-hmm. and a lot of it want to go into a battle of the wills. Why? Because a lot of them want to go into the battle. She want me close, y'all. Holla at me. But a lot of us go into a battle of the wills. Why? Because we cannot, one, humble ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Two, still keeping up with our ego.
Right.
And then keeping up with our pride.
Yeah.
You have to die to yourself, mm-hmm. because my thing is, I don't care if outside the home people say I'm handpicked. I don't care. That don't bother me. Why?
Hmm.
Because you don't go home with me.
There you go.
You don't know who's running this
you
thing.
Ain't paying
because I'm going to be honest with you. I wear the pants.
That's right.
But sometimes she got to put them on.
Right, right.
I don't have no problem with that. Mm-hmm, why? Mm-hmm. Because one thing that I know is that if she's going to correct me,
mm-hmm.
she's going to correct me out of love. Right. That's where we've gotten to now.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of us find those moments to continue to stab the wound.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a wound. You're supposed to be there to bandage it, because, again,
mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to hurt myself. Because one thing, I'm going to let her go on this part, but she showed me in scripture
mm-hmm.
on why God chose the rib.
Mm.
So that's a quick note for to the book. So y'all know we got the book coming out soon. We got the...
Wait a minute. Don't wait a minute. I'm not going to go into it.
I just said we got the book cover done, so that's just to make sure you're watching for that book to come out.
Because we're going to do a giveaway. Praise the Lord. Go ahead. And so with the real, I'm not going to go into it. Y'all got to catch next time when we get the book ready to go. But what I'm saying is that it showed what we are to do.
Mm-hmm.
We are to cover one another.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I can't cover you, then how do I expect for you to cover me?
And the importance of the rib. Right. I mean, think about that. I was reading and just preparing, trying to, you know, finish up the book. And one of the things that I thought about as I was doing the book was, why did God create Eve this out of Adam and not the same way he created Adam?
Come on now.
Like, think about that. Mm-hmm. God is God. He's all sufficient. He's all powerful. Mm-hmm. He's all knowing. He can do whatever he wants to do.
Right, right.
Why did not he create Eve the same way he created Adam?
Come on. Mm-hmm. Come on.
And then why did he use the rib?
Mm. Right. So I'm going to let you study that, but she got this hot.
He revealed that thing to me, and I was just like, wow.
We got to put that on ice. We got to put that on ice.
Let me ask this. So we got the marriage takeover retreat coming up. Mm-hmm. You guys attended last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let me ask this question. What were your big,
What was your big takeaways, I guess
I'll say? Yeah, the biggest takeaways from the retreat last year.
My biggest takeaway from the retreat last year? Mm-hmm. Treating, listening, and treating my spouse as I would the flower.
Wow. Ooh. Wow. Wow.
Okay.
I forgot about that piece. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Listening, not just hearing her, but listening. Right. That means getting a comprehending what she's saying and acting on what she's saying or not acting on what she's saying.
Wow.
And treating her like the flower.
Wow.
That she has blossomed into. Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Under my tutelage. No.
So, hey, you don't want to tend in the garden, then? Come on, that's right. You don't want to tend in the garden.
I'm the only one plowing these things.
You know, you get past gamblers in here, there's always something.
What about you, Sam?
My biggest takeaway is that I don't have to stab the wound.
Wow.
Ooh, that's
we just
good.
Ran across that one too.
I was.
Tell them about it, baby.
Very, very good, very precise, quite surgical.
Wow.
Because when we talked, our conversation, our in depth conversation was so few and far between that I had to get it in when I could get it in.
Whoa.
That is true.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to say over the past year that has really changed.
Wow.
Sweet. Look at God. That's a testimony.
So now I know I might be putting y'all on the spot.
Go right ahead.
But are y'all coming to this year's retreat?
Oh, of course.
I know, I was just messing with you. So, what kind of question is that? So now I know you all seen the fire. What?
Wait. Before we go into that,
no,
we have a few. Like we were there a couple of hours. We weren't there all day. It was just a couple of hours, right? It was our first one. Mm-hmm. Had you been to another retreat or another seminar similar to that one? What we did last year?
I can't say I don't think we ever went to a seminar like that. We've been to couples retreats, couples. Dinners, couples this, couples that, but not a
seminar,
not a coaching
that
you guys provided.
Okay. Good.
It was so, the things that we participated in was so scripturally based that it did us no earthly good in our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, wait a minute. You talking about last year's retreat or what y'all been going to?
No, the ones that we have been going to.
Okay, I just wanted to make that clear. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Please continue. To last year.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we would hear the scriptures about love your neighbor as yourself. We would hear the scriptures, submit yourself one to another.
Right, right.
Wonderful.
Man but, is the head of the household, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But the application of that was never given.
Okay.
Those things.
Mm-hmm.
And what we got last year was the application. How to apply that.
Wow.
Good.
Wow. Amen. So y'all have registered for this upcoming one. What are you looking to get out of this one?
Besides a good meal.
We gonna feed you good this time. Hey, I'm gonna tell you,
feed y'all good this time. Keep it real. Hey, listen. Listen, we have an awesome chef that is well known.
That's right.
That's gonna be there, and it's such a blessing that he was like, "Hey, man, I'll do it." Like, what?
Yeah.
What? So I don't want to throw his name out there right now.
Plenty seasoning.
Oh man.
I don't have to cook.
Or clean. All clean.
So
but what I'm looking to get this year is the continual growth for our next, I guess, going into our next three quarters of marriage.
Wow, that's good.
You stuck with me, girl.
Watch out now.
Our next three quarters of marriage.
Uh-huh.
Because I think we have moved from the beginning stage, being new to each other, new to the to relationships, new to God in a relationship.
Wow.
Kids. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kids in a relationship, raising kids under God, dealing with those issues. Mm-hmm. And now we're rediscovering each other.
Uh-huh. Right.
And with that comes a newness. Mm. It's almost like a courting again.
Right, mm-hmm. right, right. You know right. what I mean? Awesome. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. yeah.
That is awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. So now we have
Jay and Trish Cameron.
We have Pastor Jay and Trish Cameron mm-hmm. coming. They're going to be talking about
finances,
about love and money. I want to put it that way. And we have Milo and Alicia Briscoe. Mm-hmm. They're coming, and they're going to be talking about blended families.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, yours truly, Pastor Zarek, and well, me and her. Come on, y'all know who we are. And we're going to be talking about generational curses.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just knowing about those that are coming to this year's event, just what are you hoping to receive from that? Just knowing the topics that they're going to be teaching and talking about.
Well, the blended family, that'll, I don't know how much that, because we don't have kids anymore.
Right, they're all grown.
You do have kids. They're just adults now, out of your home.
Well, we have children.
We have children that are on
adult
their own.
Children.
Right, adult children. Right.
Living their dreams.
Yeah, yeah, doing their thing. Mm-hmm. But the finances, just solidification mm-hmm. or confirmation that we're on the right path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
on the right path.
One thing about Jay and Trish Cameron is they are completely 100% debt-free.
Debt-free.
And we've known
and them. And traveling the world.
And traveling the world. We've known them for over, about 20 years now.
Mm-hmm. No.
17
yeah,
years.
Yeah, no, it is 20 years.
Yeah.
19 years.
And we remember Jay when he first started his journey and how he got out of debt and
right.
how just that
Trish,
process, him and the Trish, and how their marriage was, you know, just the obstacles. And so I'm excited to hear
right.
from their story, their yeah. testimony, yeah. and what they're going to share right. at, right. at right. The conference.
Right. But we're asking them, baby. Come on now.
I know.
I know you want to tell. Please listen, continue.
We got two more minutes before the commercial.
No, well, no, we got time. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. And generational curses, breaking those. Just breaking those. Mm-hmm. You know, knowing that we can break those, keep them broken.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Keep them broken.
Right.
Not
right.
just to break them, mm-hmm. but not to let it back in the family.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
You understand?
Yeah.
And Charles has been doing some research and getting some better understanding about the generations of men before him and
that's
what
good.
That looked like
right.
and how that went south
mm.
and what interventions he thought he saw or didn't see.
Okay.
And so we are really looking forward to seeing how that
wow.
works out.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. So I'm going to tell y'all right now, you heard it first from Pastor Gammons on what they are looking to. So I'm gonna tell you right now, we thank God for our sponsors for one. And so wife can't wait to do this anyway.
I
so
know, I'm so excited.
One of our sponsors is Legacy Empire Travel. And so they gave us some giveaways for whoever, go ahead, you go and explain.
So first they gave us just one giveaway. And then we were like, wait a second. What can we do? Can you give us a little bit more? So we have three giveaways to be able to give to you all.
Uh-huh.
So this is a 3-day, 4 nights. Did I do that right?
I'm going to need you to read it right now.
Hold on.
Now,
yeah,
it's a three-night getaway.
4-day getaway. Giveaway.
All right, now.
So here's what you can do. You can go to any... different places in the domestic area. That's Atlantic City, New Jersey. You can go to Florida, South Carolina.
On.
Wait a second. And then international,
this.
Aruba, Mexico,
listen,
Dominican Republic.
What you ain't going to do is it's going to read off everything. Hey, what you ain't going to do is that.
Well, they have to know where they're going.
But no, my
so
thing is.
We're giving away three of these.
Listen, if you know us, we know that you and your boo wants to have some fun.
Right,
I remember listening to Sinbad when he was doing the show.
Right.
He said, "Nah, baby, I love the way your butt dragging the sand." So, hey, listen. So, understand. That's all we try to do. And so, I'm going to tell you, unless you want to tell you, with this giveaway, for whoever registers,
next three people that register for the conference
and
marriagetakeover.com, register for the conference and follow us on YouTube, IG, and Facebook. We are going to give you
giveaway.
It's a giveaway.
It's good until February.
Next year, 21.
21.
It's good until 21. So you got from now. And listen, I'm going to tell you this. One thing about Legacy Empire Travel. This ain't no giveaway because they want you to. They want to give you a timeshare. That's not what this is.
No, this is not a timeshare.
So you ain't got to worry about it. You can go on to the beach,
right?
And watch your boo thing drag in the sand. You hear me?
Right. And then also for the ladies, One of our sponsors, Poly Pearl Boutique. I love them. This blouse is from Poly Pearl Boutique. They have some phenomenal pieces. If you don't want to look like everybody else, go and visit them. And I am giving away a $50 gift certificate for you to be able to go. You can visit them online or you can do it in the store. They are located locally in the D.C. metropolitan area in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. And we are going to pick somebody. You have to follow us on IG. You have to follow us on Facebook and YouTube. And when you follow us, drop us a note on IG. Let us know who you are.
Right.
And we are going to select somebody this evening. We'll give you until tomorrow.
But you still got to register because you get the prize. You get the, what you call them? At the retreat. I'm sorry, y'all know I'm slow processing elevator.
No, this $50 one is separate from the retreat.
Oh, that's right. I apologize.
No. I want to bless.
What I'm not gonna do is and try to scrape up what she has already
ladies,
said.
I want you to be amazing. I want you to feel great, feel amazing. They are amazing over there at Poly Pearl Boutique. So that is my personal gift that I wanted to be able to give to the ladies on today. So there is a $150 gift certificate. Mm-hmm. Follow us on again IG, YouTube, and Facebook. Drop us a note on IG. Let us know how you like the show, and I'm going to be able to reach out to you and give you that gift certificate for you to be able to shop online or go visit their store.
You know what? I just feel so blessed in my spirit. I'm a get with our sponsor, so we're going to have two $50 giveaways.
He giving away money, y'all.
I'm just trying to help the brothers out. So, like, baby, you better go do it so you go get your own free shirt, praise the Lord.
Right.
So, But we are so excited about this upcoming retreat. That's all we've been really talking about because of the questions that we've been getting. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, what I say, you know what? I would love to tackle this right now, so let me just give you this a little bit to help yourself out. But man, come to the retreat because it is to be off the hook.
So we're going to feed you.
It will bless
you.
Your marriage.
It's so going to.
It will.
Come on now.
And so I'm grateful for their testimonies because people don't. When I tell y'all God has given us a mandate to do something different, he's given us a mandate to do something different. And, like, it's running through our fibers of our beings. Just
right.
Because we want to make sure we're honoring God. Not only are we going to have Jay and Trish and Alicia and Milo and Eric and myself, we are going to be breaking the couples up separate.
Right.
We're separating the couples, and we're really going to get down to the nitty-gritty.
So men can talk with men.
Right. And break things down. And then we're going to bring you back together. Mm. Then we're going to have another event where it gets a little bit more intimate, touchy-feely, kind of like that team building, that relationship building.
Right.
We really want to make sure that your marriage wins. Marriage works.
Because the thing is that when you come to understand what you and your spouse have,
that's right.
It doesn't matter because I remember hearing someone told us a while back was, man, I wish that they had what we had. My only question was, are you willing to stay in the fight?
Right.
Because if you're willing to stay in the fight, it's just like two boxers that gets in a ring and really going at it. Because you can tell when they respect one another because they do, they tap gloves.
Right.
But man, when you talking about someone, when you begin to learn how to build together, it's awesome. Go ahead. You got to say something?
Anything worth having is worth fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
But the generation that we live in today, they are so quick. Do you know that far in the Christian community, you talking about 63% divorce rate?
Yeah.
So you're leaving 37%. So that means we're part of the 37%.
Right.
But then also, you look at those that don't know God.
Right.
What is that rate? Because the thing is, like, if I don't know God, then I'm missing the third chord.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when you look at, we talking about not easily broken.
Right.
So when you look at Ecclesiastes 4, verse 12, it's saying that, with, as I'm paraphrasing, as long as we're intertwined, it can't be broken.
Right.
Right. It cannot be broken. And so, and that's the thing, because in your marriage, because you are still two different minds. Mm-hmm. But when you can bring the minds to think on the same wavelength, right, every now and then they may part just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's that difference, man, because you got to remember, all the enemy need is just a crack.
A little bit. Just
all little you bit. Need is a little bit, because the thing is, the blessing is in the unity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you can, I'm trying to tell you, I know that the ministry that God has given us would not be where it's at if we wasn't together.
Right.
Because I honestly believe that this is something that you will see, oh, it's make-believe. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I do love that, we have some people that know us outside of all of this, and it's like, all you hear is, y'all ain't gonna change. Y'all the same whether you in that's front right. or right. at home. That's but see, right. that's where it's at, because at home, I can take my mask off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, when I'm in the marketplace, every now and then I might have to put my mask on because I might not like you right now.
Right.
So I got to put my nice mask on right. so I cannot. But when I'm with her in the marketplace, guess what? I can keep my mask off and act a plum fool.
Right.
She told me already. She said, babe, why you always got to act like this? And I said, as my daughter said, I live to be an embarrassment to my family.
Amen.
Why? Because I don't need to put on a mask right. when I'm with my right. family. Right. Right. Because they see all my holes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If my daughter walk in at the wrong time, she'll see something she don't want to see. But I'm just saying. It happens. So, but you understand what I'm saying? What is your thought? We got 2 minutes before we go to that next commercial break. What is your thought on that?
On the chords. Oh, the chords yes. have to be twined. The chords have to be twined. You can't pull a car with a single strap.
Mm.
That strap is twined
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and it's bound.
Mm-hmm.
Many chords, but for marriage, it's two chords. I want to go back for a second. Three chords. Right. But I want to go back to what you were saying about the Christians getting out of marriage.
Mm.
You got into this. You made the thing that I think that keeps us together, and I always tell her, mm-hmm. and I tell anybody, it's not my commitment to her. Mm-hmm. It's my commitment to God.
Mm-hmm. Come on now. That's right. That's right.
I made a commitment to God when I paid that $25 that I borrowed from her.
Hey, keep it 100. Keep it 100. I hear you now.
I made a commitment to God.
Right,
to
right.
To stay with her.
Right.
And I remember vividly my cousin, because he spoke at our wedding, and I remember Randy saying, this is your everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This right. is your everything.
Right.
There is nothing else. When you disagree, you can't agree, go to bed, wake up again and discuss it
mm-hmm.
and come to some sort of one accord.
Right, that. Right.
But you have to be bound together.
Right.
And for the ones that want to get divorced, I'm going to tell you right now, you might want to listen to that song.
Right.
It's cheaper to keep her.
Amen.
That's a bottom line.
Amen.
And then this is just a caveat. This is not just, if you are in an abusive relationship right. or abusive marriage,
right.
that we are not telling you that you
Thank
need
you.
To stay
Thank
just because
you.
You're in a church. That's
right.
not
right.
what we say. That's not what we condone. That's not right. what we're about.
Because I'm going to tell you this. One thing that we have come to understand, and you know what? I'm sorry. We have to go to commercial break, but we will hit this as soon as we come back. Praise Him. We're going to a commercial break. So we'll be right back right after these messages.
I was going to say about the Three chords.
Are you still wondering why you need to go to the marriage takeover retreat? Listen to what some people had to say from last year's event.
I think it was the most awesome thing I've ever had to do in like a couple of hours that I was in here.
Bring it back!
I was awesome. I really, yes, bring it back. I love to see
yes,
it again.
Yes, part two.
Part
Please,
three.
Coming
part
soon.
Yes. Just keep it going. I'll come.
Absolutely.
I'm coming.
It was absolutely awesome, and we're ready for part two.
Ladies, I have the best kept secret for you. It's called Polly Pearl Boutique. They are located at 14749 Main Street, Suite Number 2 in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 20772. Listen, they have all the cute boutique fashions. When you want to wear something and you don't want to look like somebody else, give Polly Pearl a call. They're located at, again, 14749 Main Street, Suite Number 2 in Upper Marlboro. You can also visit them online, polypearl.com, and shop 24/7. They're open and their boutique hours are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Saturday, open from noon to 6 p.m. Or if you'd like to stop by appointment only, visit them and let them know that Tamika from Marriage Takeover sent you over. All right, happy shopping, ladies. Join us for the Marriage Takeover Retreat happening on Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Your investment is only $99, where the theme is not easily broken and we're breaking generational curses. You can register at marriagetakeover.com. This year, we are going to have Jay and Trish Cameron, Milo and Alicia Briscoe, Eric and Tamika Thompson, and you don't want to miss it. It's going to be right here in the D.C. metropolitan area in Southern Maryland. Go to, again, marriagetakeover.com to register and for more details. Again, marriagetakeover.com. Don't miss out. Today's show is being brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover and browse through some of the unmatched selections of the audiobooks and programs that they offer. Download a title and start listening all for free. All right, it's that easy. Just go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover.
Are you still wondering why you need to go to the Marriage Takeover Retreat? Listen to what some people had to say from last year's event.
I think it was the most awesome thing I've ever had to do in like the couple of hours that I was in here.
Bring it back!
I was awesome. I really, yes, bring it back. I love to see
yes.
it again.
Yes, part two. Part Please, three. Coming part soon. Four. Yes.
Just keep it going. I'll come.
Absolutely.
I'm coming.
It was absolutely awesome, and we're ready for part two.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Awesome.
And we just reminisced on so many things we needed to hear, and that just reinforced what we already know.
Awesome.
And so it was wonderful.
Where did I leave off at? Anybody remember?
Hey, and we're back. Hey, we greatly appreciate you all hanging in with us. But hey, listen. When we went to commercial break, Pastor Sam had some awesome to say. She gonna jack me up. All right, that's what she wanted. So, but please go ahead. Give what you were saying.
So I was talking about the importance of the three cords, because if it's you, your husband, and God in the midst, when you or your husband acting a plum fool.
Are you or your husband
acting a plumb fool, you still have God to hold that piece of twine together
mm-hmm.
while you pray and intercede
Amen.
And not kill him on the marriage behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the cord gets so frayed
that
only a supernatural stitching
Come on.
Can put it all back together again and keep it there.
And keep it.
Right.
And
Come
keep
on.
It there.
Or some
Man.
Pleats and screws.
Man, because I tell you, what man tried to do seemed to mess it up all mm-hmm. the time. Because there's just some things in your marriage that you have to literally just turn it over to God.
Yeah.
Everything in your marriage.
Yeah, everything. My bad. You're right.
Yeah.
Everything in your marriage, you have to simply turn it over to God. And I know, as far as with me and my wife, it's just been, God has given, no, we are breaking generational curses.
Right.
And because
out, yes.
what I have come to recognize that in our immediate family,
Mm-hmm.
that I can say that I believe that we've been married longer than anyone on your side, right? Immediate.
In my immediate, yes.
Immediate.
Absolutely.
And then even on my side, that we've been married longer, happily married longer.
Yeah.
And so it's when I say we're destroying, because my son wants to marry. when I say want to, I'm talking about as he grow. I'm not saying he's looking for it. I ain't saying he's looking for it.
He looking for
it. But what I'm saying is, that I don't want him to be able, I want that generational curse to be broken so that he don't have to deal with the struggles. Because, when I tell you, I know that we have broke generational curse because we know the battles. We know what it looks like. We done had, we told you we had to buy dishes over and over, but I thank God for the dishes we have now, because the last said we gave them away.
Right.
Because they didn't get broke in transition. Hallelujah.
Right.
And so, and you know, at the same time that my daughter, because generational curses are broken off of your lineage. Right. Because if when David grabbed Bathsheba, the Lord told him that the sword would be forever in your house. Mm. So he told him, because you chose to do the accursed thing, that sword is in your house. But that's the only place where I found in scripture where God told him that it's going to be forever there. But then, wow, I just saw some revelation. I had to deal with that one on Bible study. But praise God. But the thing is, we allowed the enemy to come into our marriage to make it and allow it to hang around generationally.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
we invited in.
We invited in. Because the thing is, when God did that, he still had to wait for the day of atonement to get it right.
But sometimes we don't necessarily invite it in. Sometimes we don't even realize that it's there.
It's there.
And then the moment that you realize it's there, then it's a matter of, okay, what do I need to do? How do I connect the dots? How far does this go?
Mm-hmm.
And then we come to stop it. But then there are some times that we do invite it in.
Mm.
There are some times where I remember, we knew a young man who would... He learned about pornography when he was younger.
Right.
And then in turn, when he started having kids, it was then he was teaching his kids because he didn't know any better.
Right.
He's always been around porn. He always knew porn. But it wasn't until he got married and he realized,
this is
affecting my wife. This is affecting how I love my wife.
Right.
This is affecting what I do.
Right.
And he couldn't understand why it was an issue. Well, from generations before him, that was what they did.
Right.
And that's why I think that the marriage retreat that's happening on February 15th is so important, because like you said, you don't even know what you're battling. You know you have issues. Right. You know things keep coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And you just think because it's fixed, there's no water, no spiritual issues underneath the laminate floor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so
come on now. You're going to talk about my floors. It's okay. It's all right. I saw how you threw that in there. Go ahead. I'm listening.
When you come to this retreat and pastors talk about the generational curses, you'll be able to identify and name it and then learn how to stay against it.
Come on.
Be equipped.
Right.
Come on.
Application for how to deal with. Because what happens is you get to some places where you get the spiritual,
but
no not application.
The application. Mm-hmm.
No application.
Mm.
And the application of God's word is what we're missing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Come on now.
That's what we're missing.
Damn, preach.
And you know, that's what we are about, the application, because I'm always asking the how. Like, when I was looking for change and I wanted to change, and you know, like, when I tell y'all I was horrible, like, I'm bad now sometimes, but
what?
God is, when I tell you, people that knew us when we first got married and they know us now, they like, that's Tamika? That's how she's talking to Eric? Like,
what? Come on.
Because I used to throw him under the bus.
Like,
we would be out in public, and I'd be like,
back the bus up,
and then
peel the tires.
Because I did not understand what it was to respect my husband.
Mm.
I didn't understand what it was for me to even love on him the way that I should have been loving on him, because I didn't love myself.
Come on.
I didn't know how to communicate with myself. I was angry. I was bitter. I was so upset and angry. So I didn't understand how to reciprocate what he was looking for in me to love him and to respect him the way that he should have been respected and loved.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So it was a matter of God really having to deliver me and me wanting the deliverance. Like, I was tired of being angry. I was tired of being bitter. I was tired of being hateful. And every time somebody look at me, I'm like, what? They could have been just looking at me because I was cute, because I had something nice on, but I'm giving them the what? So I was tired of being that person, but it was a matter of, once I was tired of being that person, God was able to do that work and to start unveiling those layers
and
to start doing those things. And as I started to change, I was able to truly, you gonna do it, baby, love on it.
Love on it.
And love.
Ah! Hey, Slim, listen. I hate to cut this thing short, but I'm going to tell you, we have Q&A on Thursday nights. So please, in the drop down in the comment section, shoot us your question because we dig into it on Thursday nights. 15, 10. Listen, it ain't
long.
We're
not gonna be long. Uh-uh. It's a school night. So, it's a work night.
Real quick, cause we got to get out of here again. Don't forget, we got these giveaways. So go register, click, subscribe, and don't forget for with Polly Pearl Boutique. Hey, Slim, tell you the clothes are fly. They fly. Them. We got a. We had a photo shoot where she had another top. That jump was vicious. And so when we get ready to post that picture, I'm gonna point it out. Polly Pearl right here. So fellas, I'm telling you, check it out for your boo, polypearl.com. Am I missing anything?
And if you want to send your comments, you can inbox us on Facebook or what you can also do or on IG or marriagetakeover@gmail.com.
And we want
to hear your questions because we want to make sure that we're honoring you and there's no question off limits.
Right, no question because we keep it raw, uncut. We want to thank Pastor Gammons, Pastor Sam, and Charles coming out. And we are grateful that you all came. So I don't want to run over. I want to keep their time. So Father in heaven, Lord God, we thank you for what you have done on this day. God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Father God, we pray that someone has heard your words, Father God, and was encouraged, oh God, to seek you all the more. God, continue to have your way, and we thank you and we bless you. Father, this is all to your glory, not ours, but yours, Father. And we give you the praise. We say this prayer in your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen. Don't forget, check us out on marriagetakeover.com and also catch us on IG, Marriage Takeover, Facebook, Marriage Takeover.
And the podcast.
And podcast, Marriage Takeover.
Love you.
Love you.
And we out.
All right.
Thank you for tuning in to Marriage Takeover. Connect with us on Facebook at Marriage Takeover. Thank you for tuning in to Marriage Takeover. Connect with us on Facebook at Marriage Takeover.